Greetings and blessings, dear friends. This is the third video in this series about working with the Sefirot of the Tree of Life as 10 portals of presence. These 10 portals include, but expand beyond, the three portals of the IJM practice. In the last two videos, we focused on the Sefirot of Chesed and Gevura, corresponding to the portals of the heart and the body in IJM. We also talked about the mitzvot that go with these two portals. The portal of the heart, or chesed, is the mitzvah of ahavat Hashem, love of the divine, as expressed in the verse, ve'ahavta et Hashem Elohecha, love Hashem, meaning love existence or reality or being, which is not something separate from Elohecha, your own inner divinity. The portal of the body, or gevura, is the mitzvah of yirat Hashem, awe of the divine, meaning awareness, care and attentiveness, as expressed in the verse, Shema Yisrael Hashem Eloheinu Hashem Echad. Listen, or be aware, existence is your own divinity. Existence is one. This reminds us and affirms that the divine is not something remote, but is present now within your own physical form. In this video, we'll move on to the third of the seven lower sefirot, called Tiferet, which means grace, beauty, or harmony. So if Chesed is offering your presence, and Gevura is focusing and sustaining your presence, Tiferet is simply being presence. In this sefira, presence is not something you have or something you do, but something you are. This portal corresponds with the mitzvah of Kiddushim Tihyu, of being holy. So what does that really mean, to be holy? In Parshat Kiddushim, Hashem tells Moses, Daber et kol adat b'nei Yisrael v'amarta alehem, speak to the entire assembly of the children of Israel and say to them, Kiddushim Tihyu ki kadosh ani Hashem Elohechem, holy you shall be, because holy am I, Hashem, your God. Now, there's something strange about this passage. God is telling the children of Israel that they should be holy without really explaining what that means. And then it says that the reason they should be holy is because God is holy. Ki kadosh ani Hashem Elohechem. So the question is, why does one follow from the other? Why should we be holy just because God is holy? And what does it mean to be holy anyway? The word for holy, kadosh, actually means separate, but not in the ordinary sense. Normally, the word separate connotes distance, disconnectedness, or alienation, such as when a relationship goes sour and you lose that connection with another person. But the word kadosh actually means the opposite. In a Jewish wedding ceremony, for example, we hear these words spoken between the beloveds, At mekudeshet li, you are holy to me. Meaning, your beloved becomes kadosh, or separate, not because they're separate from you, but because they're exclusive to you. They're your most intimate, and therefore separate from all other relationships. So the separateness of kadosh points not to something that's distant, but to something that's most central. It points not to alienation, but to the deepest connection. And just as your beloved is separate from all other relationships, so too, when you become present, this moment becomes separate from all other moments, and you're able to get some distance from the world of time, from your memories about the past and your anticipations of the future. This allows you to experience yourself not as a bundle of thoughts and feelings inhabiting a body, but as the open, radiant space of awareness within which your thoughts and feelings come and go. That's why your presence, your awareness, is by its nature kadosh, holy, separate from the world of thought and feeling within which we tend to get trapped, and yet fully and intimately connected with everything that arises in this moment, including your thoughts and feelings. So when God says, Kiddushim Tihyu, you should be holy, it's telling you to do the practice of holiness by becoming present, by separating your mind from the entanglements of thought and time. How is it possible for us to get free from time? Ki kadosh ani Hashem Elohechem, because the holiness of being, Hashem is already your own inner divinity, Elohechem. In other words, by practicing presence, you bring forth your own deepest nature, which is holiness. This is also hinted at in the name of Parshat Acharei Mot, the parsha that often comes with Parshat Kedoshim, which means after the death. In order to know your own deepest nature as Shemayim Mima'al, the vastness of space, you have to let go of your mind-based identity, all your stories and judgments about yourself, and that can actually feel like a kind of death. But this death has an achar, an afterword, in which your true life, the awareness that you are, becomes liberated. In the last two videos, we connected with Chesed and Gevura by singing two pieces of the Aleinu prayer from Devarim 4:39. For Chesed, the portal of the heart, we sang Hashivota el Avavecha, return to your heart. For Gevura, the portal of the body, we sang Ki Hashem Hu HaElohim. For Hashem, or existence, is the divine in the form of your own body. Now, as we move on to Tiferet, we'll sing the next few words of this passage, Bashamayim Mima'al, in the heavens above. The heavens, Shemayim, are another metaphor hinting at Kadosh, meaning just as the heavens are separate and lofty above and beyond everything going on down here on earth, so too your awareness is a vast space, far beyond all the particular experiences that arise. So as we sing Bashamayim Mima'al, in the heavens above, know that you are the space of Tiferet, grace, beauty, harmony, open to all that is, and resisting nothing. Let's sing.